go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we are joined by a man that I have known and worked with and admired for a long time. He has been roundly denounced and defamed and attacked, as of many of us, but I believe that he is doing important work in raising an alarm in our country about the threats we're facing, including from Sharia supremacism inside the United States. He brings to this mission an extraordinary background in the United States military as a Force Recon Marine with combat experience in Desert Storm. He was also the leader of a SWAT team for the Federal Bureau of Investigations before he became a special agent in their counterterrorism portfolio. His name, of course, is John Guandolo. He, these days, is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, a very important organization teaching all of us, and most especially law enforcement personnel, about the dangers that we're facing from jihadists of various stripes, including inside the United States of America. John Guandolo, welcome back. It is so good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Frank. Great to be with you again.
I've been tracking you, as I usually do, John, and was troubled to see that you recently experienced a concerted effort to suppress your pedagogic efforts, shall we say. This is not unique to these present times at all, but it seems to have taken a particularly ugly turn with the involvement not just of the usual suspects, the Council on American-Islamic Relations and the Southern Poverty Law Center, of what we call the Red-Green Axis, but also Antifa. Tell us a little bit about what has gone down of late and to what effect.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share this with your listeners. Well, we had a 5-city tour planned with a group called Worldview Weekend, and they host our TV show, Understand the Threat, TV and radio show, and the leader of that organization set up this 5-city tour in Des Moines, Iowa, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Bloomington, Minnesota, Milwaukee, and we went out to Des Moines, and although there had been some material put out Wednesday before, which was Wednesday, April 4th, because the tour began the 5th of April, the Southern Poverty Law Center put out just a scathing article about UTT and us, and, you know, called for people to do something. And interestingly enough, Antifa did something. I mean, I consider Antifa the surrogates of their the corrupt and terrorist supporting Southern Poverty Law Center, which has defended recently groups and entities that are part of a terrorist network here in the United States, not the least of which is Hamas, doing business as CARE, which you just mentioned. And so Antifa picks up that mantle and begins calling the hotels in the, or the venues in La Crosse, Green Bay, and Milwaukee. And we start seeing on social media them calling for all actors, both on the jihadi side and the Marxist side, the Antifa side, converging in Bloomington, Minnesota, which was going to be Sunday evening. And so we do the event in Des Moines, Iowa, Thursday. And I do encourage people to go to our YouTube channel because we did a video, myself and Brandon House from Worldview Weekend. And then I did a video rebuking the Iowa state legislator, who's a Sharia adherent Muslim, or also known as a jihadi, who lied and made defamatory comments. And I basically debunked each one of them in about a 30-minute video. So I encourage people to go to our YouTube channel, Understand the Threat, and watch those. Just you go to YouTube, put in Understanding the Threat, and our logo comes up. Just click it, and you'll see it right there. It'll be the top two videos. They're the last two we just did in the last several days.
Okay. What happened elsewhere in the Midwest?
Well, so what ends up happening is we have this thing in Des Moines. That's Thursday. Thursday night, we find out that Green Bay had canceled because of these phone calls from Antifa. And Friday morning, we found out Milwaukee, which was our biggest. We had 1,500 people registered for Milwaukee. And then of course, the host found out that now they were starting to drag their feet in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And so here's what happened. What we found out happened is Antifa made numerous calls to these venues, and it was a mix of calls. Some people called in and said, you shouldn't have this hate at your venue, but they also got calls saying, you know, we're going to come and protest. And the venue managers who spoke to, who said, you know, when Antifa calls and says, we're going to come protest, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize what that means, because there's plenty of examples in the last year plus of Antifa showing up and hurting people and setting things on fire, on destroying property in other ways. And so, you know, as a hotel manager, now I do think they gave in rather quickly, but I also, like, I do understand if I'm a hotel owner or manager, and I've got this group that I know is violent and I know that destroys property as a matter of course, and I've got to make that decision. It's a tough decision.
Yeah. John, it seems to me, though, what we're talking about is the threat of violence, implied if only, but nonetheless, the threat of violence, to silence American citizens exercising their right of free speech. This is, unfortunately, not simply a threat to our Constitution's First Amendment, of course. This is in the service of conformity to Sharia's blasphemy laws. Would you talk a little bit about, you know, Sharia and what it seeks to do to those who would give offense, as they put it, to Muslims or their Sharia doctrine?
Yes, thank you for that. And I would just say at Thursday night's presentation in Des Moines, where we had a couple hundred people and we had the Iowa state legislator in there who's a Sharia adherent Muslim, I made, you know, I said what I've said on your show before. We have a standing offer at Understand the Threat. If you can demonstrate something we're saying about the Muslim Brotherhood Network and their modus operandi, or about Sharia, its authority in Islam and what it says that's not true, we will stop presenting it, stop teaching it, remove it from our materials, and offer the person who brings it to our attention $1,000 cash. Now, the state legislator was in the room when I said that, and he walked out of the room and shook my hand and smiled and never said a word. And yet he hammered us, saying that what we discuss is hateful and all of that, because he can't come against the facts of what we're saying, because what we're teaching comes right out of the books that they use in Islamic schools, mosques in the United States,
including the Quran itself, of course. And John, when they can't contest the facts, the next and most effective approach is to prevent you from presenting those facts, is it not? So it really amounts to enforcing, not again, just an anti-constitutional restriction on your freedom of speech, but those Sharia blasphemy laws, which make it a capital offense, by the way, to engage in offense to Islam or its believers. Am I right?
That's right. In Islam, slander is to say anything about Islam or a Muslim that he would dislike, and it is a capital crime. And that is what you're seeing. And their tool, the hammer for the Islamic movement, obviously we witnessed it in this case, is the Marxists, is the Antifa, is the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're the tool. They're the implementation mechanism of silencing free speech because somebody doesn't like it. In this case, as you note, it's the Islamic leadership. And that is the enforcement of the Islamic law of slander.
Right. And the thing that is so troubling about this is, for a long time, as you know so well, John Guandolo, the Islamists have been able to point to the Al-Qaedas and the Islamic States and other practitioners of the violent jihad as a vehicle for that kind of suppression of freedom of speech. But now, stepping into the mix is this Marxist, radical leftist group, Antifa, to join them and help enforce their code. John Guandolo, it simply underscores the importance of the work you're doing at understanding the threat. I personally am very grateful to you for the teaching that you do. I've benefited from it myself. And come back to us again very soon, if you would. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.